Hey everybody, welcome. This is Kelly McCarthy from Mom Webs Hosting, and I'm joined by my special guest, Joe Dodds from PowerToLiveMore.com. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Kelly. Great to be here and to be speaking to you. Really looking forward to it.
I'm so tickled. So you are, I think you might be my most distant expert here in the Business Builders Summit. Here in the Netherlands.
Well, I am now. Yeah, I come from the UK, but we're here for the weekend. So you're getting two countries for the price of one.
I love it.
You know, living the laptop lifestyle.
So where are you in the UK?
So normally I live in a place called Hythe, which is about 5 minutes from the Channel Tunnel, hence why we can easily hop over to Europe. And so that's in Kent, which is in the southeast of England. Literally, we're right on the coast, so I can see the channel, and on a good day we can see France from my office. So that's where we are. So about 60 miles south of London.
I'm so excited. Now my team, I putting together the Business Builders Summit with my community projects manager Val Selby and my online business manager Tisha Lee. They were recommending people to me. I said, I want to talk to some new people and introduce the community to new people. So I can't remember which one recommended you, but I'm so glad you said yes.
I'm so pleased to be here. I've been connected with you for quite a while, actually, through your business, but you probably didn't know. So it's great to be talking to you.
So tell, I'm getting to know you and my audience is going to get to know you. What do you want them to know about you? Who are you? What do you do?
So I work with home-based coaches and consultants, and I work with them so that they can have a successful business while also getting to live more. And I define living more as getting to do more of the things that you want to do and less of the things that you feel you should do or you have to do. And I've had my own business for 13 years. I've done a variety of things during that time, and I currently, as well as helping home-based coaches and consultants, I'm also a consultant myself. I specialize in employee engagement, so I'm sort of doing the job of the people that I support as well. And I've just been through years of working too hard, doing too much, and not really enjoying, not necessarily enjoying what I do, because I love what I do, but not enjoying a full life because I've been working too much of it because I haven't known some of the principles that I now teach. And so it's my own journey that's brought me to where I am now.
Isn't that always the case? Like,
yeah,
we spot, you know, we look at our own lives and say, hey, this is not creating what I want. And we make changes and shifts and start to like it more. And then, yeah, we're ready to share it with others.
Absolutely. I actually had a seizure in the middle of the night about 6 years ago, and the doctor said they thought it might be epilepsy, but I read around the subject, and the other things that cause seizures are lack of sleep, too much stress, not eating the right stuff, and drinking too much, and all of that stuff was going on for me at the time. And at the same time, I had family members sort of died quickly without much notice. Somebody got diagnosed with cancer who's since died, and it was just one of those wake-up moments that I think a lot of us, you know, as our years go on, start to sort of have, and that's what really kicked it off. So here we are.
Well, thankfully your wake-up call was something that you could come back from.
Yes, exactly. Well, luckily it only happened once. And then I did learn, and I did then start to, you know, investigate further and work on myself and how I structure my business and how I work, so that I got to do a lot more of the things that I didn't used to do. You know, I got to do more of the family activities and things where I used to just not turn up because I was too busy working. I can now do that as well as the work. So, you know, that's the sort of journey that I went on.
So this power to live more, you know, in this summit, I'm pretty choosy about the topics and the resources being highly focused on business building, since that's the theme. However, your your topic of the swag that you offered is how to simplify your life and get to do more of what you want, which my first thought when I thought was, oh gosh, that's not specifically business building, so maybe I shouldn't slip that in there. But then I thought, no, we need it. We need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, I could have a sort of tagline, a subtitle, you know, which is whilst building a successful business, because it's not that, you know, we can all sit around reading and you know, having facials and you know, looking after ourselves, but actually if we're not earning the money and building a business that we want, then, you know, we're not going to in most cases be in a position to do that. So that, you know, it is about both things, but it's about doing the business building mindful of the fact that actually it's about getting to do more of the things that you want to do.
Yes. So what tangibly changed for you? What kind of business decisions changed for you when you shifted how you were going to approach your life and business?
Yeah, well, I started by refocusing what I was doing as a coach and a consultant. As I said, I started to work in a different space. I specialized originally in websites, online marketing and social media, and I ended up moving back into the corporate space, as I said, with employee engagement. But at the same time, I started to explore the topics that POWER stands for. So in Power to Live More, the letters are productivity, organization, well-being, energy and resilience. And so whilst I was, you know, continuing to build my business as a consultant, I then started to explore and start to teach the principles around those five areas, because I just feel that, you know, being organized, you know, enabling yourself to be more productive so that you're doing things with more ease, looking after yourself, maintaining your energy and being resilient are all just really key principles that are so important to all people in business. So that's what I started to look at. And then I developed that into my five S's, which is what I work through when I work with clients.
And those five S's are?
So they are simplify. So that's about being really clear about what you want to do and what you don't want to do, and then aligning your activity with those things. And I think one of the problems with that often is people don't actually really know what they want to do. They do the things they feel that they have to do or that need doing in the moment, but they haven't ever really sat down and thought, well, actually, you know, what if I had a choice here, what would I want to be doing? And how can I then sort of structure things to make that happen? The second S is about systemization. So when you know what you want to be doing, how can you set up processes? How can you set up ways of doing things, ways of being, to enable you to do more of those things that you want and less of the things that you don't, including things like setting up automation, for example, so that, you know, the things that need to get done that you don't want to do, you can still have them happening, but you don't have to physically be doing them. And that leads on to the third S, which is about share. So how can you get other people? So how can you outsource? How can you get people in your team to do parts of the activity? How can you perhaps get people at home to support you more by doing some of the things that you're responsible for in the home as well? The fourth S is then about self-care. So that's the stuff around sleeping and eating and moving and being mindful and really looking after your sort of spirit as well as your physical body. And then the fifth one is about sustain. So once you've got that in place, how do you maintain that? So that's about routines and rituals so that you can consistently do things. And it's also about that whole self-development piece about how can you keep looking at it and improving and moving forwards.
You know, in my early years building my business, whenever anyone would try to talk to me about self-care or mindset, I would just roll my eyes and say, you know, blah, 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 you know, and, you know, coming forward all these years, I've definitely had a wake up call about that. It's interesting, of all the things that I have invested in and developed skills around, the greatest impact on my profit has come from self-development. Mindset and taking care of myself, because
yeah,
when I didn't give attention to those things, I always felt like there was a lid on what I could achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, part of that is because we end up doing things and being busy because it's just the next thing on the list, you know, the next thing that crops up that we do, we're quite reactive. And until we take that time to be really clear about what we want and where we're going and what we need to get done in a sort of a more objective way, away from the busyness, then, you know, it doesn't mean, you know, what we're doing is not necessarily the right stuff for the business. And and so, you know, that's part of it. And I think the other thing is that when we first start a business, depending on our background, we have a preconceived idea of what that looks like. So for people who've been in a job, a 9-to-5 job, for example, people think that you need to work 9-to-5. And perhaps you need to do extra hours, therefore you work longer hours and all that sort of stuff. And actually, when we have our own businesses, we can do what we like. We can do whatever the business needs and whatever we need. So we don't have to follow the sort of protocols of the corporate world, but we tend to do that because that's sort of what we think we should do. And it took me a long time to realize that wasn't the case. So, for example, I'm a real night bird. I stay up late. I like to get up late. I'm not very good in the morning. So coming to the Netherlands this morning and getting up and leaving at 5:45 was quite a challenge. But I used to, you know, work in the morning and you know, think that the working day was the working day. I tend now not to really start doing things for my business until later in the morning, if not the afternoon. But then I'm often working in the evening when I'm not doing other things, because that's what suits me. And I think that's a key thing that we often don't understand until either we get a wake-up call or somebody helps us to understand that, or perhaps just through trial and error, we finally realise that that's better. I mean, when I was in corporate, I used to do lots of overtime, which I thought was me being really committed or not being able to get my job done in the time. I now think it was actually because I get a real good second wind at sort of 7-8 o'clock in the evening. And I just used to stay in the office getting jobs done and being happy about it, because that was my good time. And I didn't realize that then.
The five S's that you mentioned, simplify, systemize, share, self-care, and sustain. I want to ask about systemize. What is a favorite way that you systemize an element of your business?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I use a to-do app. I use something called Todoist, and I was always the one who used to try all the latest time management tools and apps and everything else. I used to spend half my time organizing myself on, you know, the latest way of doing things. And it's funny, I've stuck with Todoist for years now because I've been able to really hone it to suit me. And one of the things that suits me is that and this will scare a lot of people because it won't suit them, but I tag a lot of my tasks with lots of different tags, like the time it might take to do it, where I can do it, whether it's on my laptop or my iPad or my phone, and whether it's a daily task or a project task or whatever. And then I basically slice and dice my to-do list all day to keep myself interested, because I get bored really easily. And if I just have a big long list of things to do, it's really overwhelming and I don't get most of it done. But by cutting it sort of up and swapping and changing what I do at different times of the day to suit my energy and to suit my interest, I really, you know, power through a lot of the things that I need to do very quickly and, you know, at the right times. And then the second thing is I use Asana, which is a project management tool, for my podcast. So I have a weekly podcast, and I have a really comprehensive project plan for each podcast of all the things that I need to do. And I quite often don't follow it because I know, because I've been doing it, I've done 103 shows now, I know what I need to be doing, but it's there, and I tweak it all the time so that it's happening, you know, in the least time and the most, you know, effective way for me. And, you know, down to things like, I had a guest recently who also podcasts, and he said, oh, you know, I used to use this tool and that tool and that tool, and I then realized I could use one tool to do everything. And I was like, oh no, I've just redone my process, or, you know, last week, I'm gonna have to redo it again, because you're right, I'm looking at Evernote and Asana and my Google Form, and actually they could all be in Asana, couldn't they, if I did it slightly differently? Ah, and off I went and changed the process again to make it so that it's all in one place and it's, you know, quick and easy, and also on my to-do list every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I have a podcast task, and it doesn't say what I need to do, it just says I need to do something. And so I do a little bit every day of the things that I need to do so that by Thursday I'm ready to publish it on Friday morning. And again, it's cutting it, you know, into small bits so that I don't have to sit down and do it all in one go. Because, you know, I have lots of different things. I'm often working with clients at their premises, or I might be, you know, like today, swanning around on holiday. And, you know, I need to keep on top of stuff. And I choose to do that by, you know, as I say, cutting tasks down into really small chunks and just doing little bits in pockets of time and that sort of thing.
With all the excuse me, with all the things that you could be doing, it's clear that you put a high priority on your podcast. And so you've created a system that ensures that important project gets good time and energy and creativity.
Yeah.
What do you love about podcasting?
I love speaking, you might have gathered already. I love meeting and getting to talk to new people. I love learning from people. That's one of the reasons I started the podcast in the first place. I love to share information with people, which is the audio is a great way to do that. But actually, the bigger benefit for me is I get to learn from other people. And, you know, there's a whole host of resources that I've learned about, or ways of doing things that I've learned through doing that. So, and of course, you know, from a marketing point of view, it enables me to be me for people who are listening, to know who I am from the conversations that they hear me having. And, you know, I get a chance to demonstrate my knowledge and what I do in my business as part of that as well. So it is quite a big part of my marketing each week. But again, as I say, things have changed with that. When I first started it, I didn't always publish every week because I hated writing show notes and I wasn't very good at it and I procrastinated on it. And eventually I did a bit of Googling and I found an amazing show notes writer, and I started outsourcing the show notes probably about 2 years ago, and that took that block away. And so, you know, I publish weekly now with no problem whatsoever, and the show notes are far better quality than I could ever have written, because I have the support of you know, Dawn, who I outsource to. And so again, that was one of the, you know, the share aspects, that until I did that, I wasn't actually very consistent in the podcast because I had this barrier that was getting in the way. So I outsourced, I shared.
Yes, I love outsourcing. What can I ask, what does it cost to have that kind of support, to have someone else write the show notes for you?
When I started, it was about $100 a month. Mm-hmm. For 4 shows or 5 shows, depending. I think the going rate's probably a bit more than that now, in general, but, you know, not that much considering what you get back for it. And I have a couple of virtual assistants that I work with as well, who do things that I really don't want to do. And again, used to, you know, procrastinate on, or I used to not do them. And then they'd back up and I'd end up having to spend a couple of hours catching up and all that sort of stuff. And I've got some virtual assistants in the Philippines, who one of them's been working with me for about 5 years, and week in, week out, she does the tasks that I give her. And, you know, it costs, I don't know, £50 a month or something. It's, so that'd be probably $60 a month. It's, you know, for what I get and what it releases me to do, it's such a massive benefit to invest that money.
I find it really fun that so you're focused on, you know, simplifying and systemizing your business, mm-hmm. and you still highly prioritize podcasting. You know, I've been a podcaster since before podcasting. I had an internet radio show in 2003.
Wow.
And people ask me, you know, what's the ROI on my podcast? Like, are you making money from your podcast? And the answer is yes, of course I am. But can I give you an ROI? Like, I did this episode and it made me that much money. It doesn't work like that.
No.
And you did it. You just did a really great job of sharing like why you do it, that you learn, that people get to know you, like you, trust you, all these relationships that you're developing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I just did a show last week or the week before, and I was recommending a tool. I'd recommend a tool on each show that I've put onto my newsletter. And what I thought was funny was that I was saying, oh, guest on show number, blah, 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 Colette had responded to guest on show number, blah, 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 talking about something that she was interested in. And I jumped in as well with my, and so, you know, there's a whole network of people who I wouldn't be connected with were it not for the podcast. And, you know, I'm still in touch with, and I've just done a survey recently and I emailed all my podcast guests and most of them shared the link for me and introduced me to people that could give me some thoughts and all that sort of stuff. It's just, aside from, you know, people who don't know me hearing it and joining my mailing list or whatever else, you know, just that network of people that you can develop a relationship with as a result of having these structured conversations, I just think is just brilliant.
I feel like we have a lot in common, Joe. I'm glad I got to talk with you today.
Yeah, great to talk to you. And as you said, I followed you for a long time, so it's great to talk to you. And yeah, I agree. We definitely have lots in common.
So, listeners, Joe Dodds is from powertolivemore.com, and she does have swag to offer us. So her product, How to Simplify Your Life and Get to Do More of What You Want, it's a 90, it's, that's pounds, right? 97 pound.
Yes, yes.
Course. I don't know how that translates to dollars, but.
Well, it's so terrible at the moment. It's about $100, I think. Normally it used to be about £60 for $100, but it's about parity now. I'm about the same now, so. It's valuable anyway.
So the link to the product is powertolivemore.com/simplify.
Yep.
And the coupon code you would use to claim the swag is all one word, all caps, BB Summit.
Yeah.
But that coupon code is only good until May, I think I had said midnight on May 13th, because the summit starts officially on May 6th, and we told people they've got a week. So, gosh, I hope you guys are listening to this early and in a speedy way so you can go claim that swag 100% for free. But even if you've missed the swag portion of the summit, I do hope you go check Joe out. Check out the course and check out her website and her podcast and everything else she has going on. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Kelly. Really enjoyed it. Great to speak to you.
Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
I will. Thank you.